Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Michael Goodyear. Cities rise and fall on the basis of water. Cities, both ancient and modern, rose up along waterways across the globe in order to have access to fresh water, essential to human life. A major problem of urban centers is making sure that they have enough fresh water to meet the demands of rising populations. This is especially difficult if the local water supply is not very large. In antiquity, the Romans developed impressive new feats of hydrological engineering to match the needs of their growing populations. This technological adaptation reached a new height in the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire, which became the Byzantine Empire, the city of Constantinople. It began as the Greek colony of Byzantium and was focused on two bodies of water, the saltwater Sea of Marmara for transit and trade, and the small river Lycus for fresh water. When Emperor Constantine refounded the city as Constantinople in 330 AD, the population began to rise due to its new status as an imperial capital. To meet the further needs of an ever-growing population that was outstripping the capacity of the Lycus, Emperor Valens commissioned a new aqueduct that brought fresh water into Constantinople from almost 100 miles away in the surrounding forests of Thrace. The Valens Aqueduct, named after its creator, eventually extended for over 200 miles to meet the needs of the growing Constantinopolitan populace. Systems of underground tunnels were combined with the aqueduct to carry water over plains and through mountains to arrive in the heart of Constantinople. In addition to the Valens Aqueduct, over 100 underground cisterns were created beneath Constantinople to conserve rainwater and water from the aqueducts. The largest of these cisterns was the Basilica Cistern, built by Justinian I in the 6th century. It provided water filtration for the Great Palace and other important buildings, and served the same purpose under Ottoman sultans and even in modern Istanbul. The hydrological endeavors of the Byzantines created not only enough water to meet everyday needs, but even enough to meet the luxury needs of any Roman city: baths and fountains. Public baths and fountains had been made available to the general populace by the Roman government for centuries. In addition, a variety of private baths and fountains were maintained by wealthier citizens in Constantinople. The Byzantines had to create greater and greater feats of engineering to meet the water needs of the populace of Constantinople, not only for survival, but also for luxury. In establishing cities, it is vital to understand the availability of natural fresh water and harness the ability to obtain and conserve water to support urban life, just like the Byzantines at Constantinople.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.